Good morning, friends. This is the North Valley Friends Church podcast for September 16th, 2020. Today we'll be reading from Psalm 19, verses 1 through 6. The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done. Each day informs the following day, each night announces to the next. They don't speak a word, and there is never the sound of a voice. Yet their message reaches all the earth, and it travels around the world. In the heavens, a tent is set up for the sun. It rises like a bridegroom and gets ready like a hero eager to run a race. It travels all the way across the sky. Nothing hides from its heat. And from Howard Macy, Rhythms of the Inner Life, creation declares the glory of God to us in myriad ways. And we each hear its voice differently. The voice may come through surging rivers or crashing seas, through the intricate beauty of a rose or the delicacy of a dandelion gone to seed, through the soaring majesty of an eagle or the bouncing flight of a goldfinch. It may come through scowling gray-green thunderheads or through a flaming pink sunset sky. Whatever the source, the silent voice addresses us and comes to help us tremble in eager amazement before the Creator. Trembling doesn't always mean fear. It can mean excitement and anticipation. It can mean wonder and awe. The psalmist speaks of the wonder of God in the natural world, in describing things like towering mountains and crashing seas, but also in the rhythm of the planet, the way night follows day and day follows night. Things that we may, particularly in the last several hundred years, as we now have the power to literally make the night bright, not notice. But when the power goes out and we can't flick on the lights anymore, we are brought back to the awareness of those natural rhythms. We may notice beauty, and we may notice disruption, but we have been pulled away from the rhythms that are inherent to living on Earth. We've become so caught up in our dominance and independence that it takes a lot for us to even give a thought to the natural rhythms that sustain us. The seasons that help our food and the beauty around us grow. The rhythm of the earth spinning on its axis and orbiting the sun. The balance of rain and heat, of day and night, of wind and stillness. All of these things in balance help stave off the chaos. The world we have been gifted is designed to support life. Its rhythms are foundational, not incidental, to sustenance. As we're unfortunately more deeply discovering, we can disrupt these rhythms, but God's love and intention for us is deeply written in all of creation. This should leave us in awe and wonder, trembling at God's care expressed in provision, not just in provision, but in beauty and wonder as well. The variety of rocks, of trees, of wildlife, or the infinite varieties of beauty that sunsets and sunrises make weren't necessary. But God has created a world that these are realities. Even in the midst of wildfires and smoke, there is beauty and creativity, of color, and eventually rebirth. Our wonder and awe, amazement and exhilaration at the beauty and intentionality of God's provision and creation should cause us to tremble. We should tremble with delight at God's love. A dog insatiably wagging its tail comes to mind, all the joy and excitement expressed through trembling. At the same time, our ignorance and abuse of God's care through creation, our fickleness in being attentive to what the natural world is doing, whether our bodies or our planet, should cause us to tremble in concern at the consequences of ignoring what God is up to and what God is doing around and in us. Much like waiting is a movement of our hearts to be attentive, trembling is one of our responses to that attentiveness. Some queries for today. Are you noticing God working in the rhythms and design of creation? What rhythms of nature might you reflect on? What has amazed you in the natural world recently?